Good people. It is your boy Theo Dorsey. It is the happy hour here on Theoretically Speaking. December the 17th, the day that Tua was benched, at least publicly, at least the day it was announced by the Miami Dolphins. We still await the future of Mike McDaniel. We still await to see what Quinn Ewers is going to look like as he's been announced as the starting quarterback for the Dolphins over these next three games. But we do know the book on Tua, that chapter is closed in Dolphins history. C-Cats on the other side of the glass on the ones and the twos, and we enter the happy hour fuller than typical because Tina Costanza's in the house and ready to rock. And also, Evan Cohen's back. Evan Cohen from Unsportsman, like, stuck around, and we're making radio history here because Tina and Evan have never done a segment together.
In almost 5 years, Evan and I have never been on, well, we've been on a show together, but never a show that I'm mainly on. I joined the Evco show a few times.
Yeah.
I have no recollection.
Oh, Evan forgot how to turn
my mic. I have no recollection of ever being on the air with you.
I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe on your show.
Yeah.
I think on your show, I popped on a bit.
You were on Sportsmanlike?
No. The Evco radio show that was on ESPN West Palm.
Why would you have been on?
I think I randomly popped on like a few times.
To talk about what?
Or do you know? You would know this.
I don't think this is our first time of a show that I was mainly on. Like, you never joined a show that, like, I was always on, but I had randomly went on the Evco show. I think.
Well, obviously, you're a very memorable radio person.
Wow. This is crazy. Well, you know what's going to be a memorable event that I want to see both of y'all at? And C-Cat. I want to take C-Cat's money. Okay. Is that possible?
You're going to try.
This weekend, Sunday, Palm Beach Kennel Club.
C-Cat still works here?
He still's right there.
Oh. Okay.
Over there, yeah. Despite you guys' budding feud.
Working behind the scenes here, just making sure everyone looks and sounds the best they can right now.
Oh, man, thank you. This guy's a team player. That's because DKB has a culture that has been set by people like Evan Cohen, by people like Steve Politziner, by people like John Martin.
There you go.
And this Sunday, we are going to be celebrating and also raising money in favor of John Martin, as we know and love him. The Palm Beach Kennel Club poker tournament is going to be this Sunday. We've been telling you about it. PBKennelClub.com. That's how you can get your tickets. This is not just going to be any poker event. This is going to be an event where the cards are going to go in the air at 12:30. We're going to get things going with a $50 buy-in, but half of the proceeds go to the prize pool and the other half go directly to helping out with J-Mart's medical expenses for him and his family as he continues his battle with cancer. And what I will say is I literally started, and we talked about this, my on-air career at PBKC with John Martin doing the PBKC trading card show. And he was one of the first people to console me when I got back from a Thanksgiving of getting my tail whooped when I was forced to play Texas Hold'em with my wife's father-in-law and that side of the family for the first time. He told me about how they played me. He told me about how I could be better for it in the future. And he told me I should start playing some poker at the PBKC. Evan, would you believe I never took him up on that? I never went and got some practice reps in at
PBKC.
It's
okay, buddy. It's okay, buddy. I understand. He was suggesting that your father-in-law was playing?
Oh, he played me, yeah.
Was he your father-in-law at the time?
Yeah, at the time.
Got Billups'd.
He Billups'd me. He said, because...
Allegedly.
They strong-armed me into a $100 buy-in game, and I was a novice. And they took my $100 within like five hands, and he said, yeah, you got, man. He played it fair.
He took your money? Your father-in-law took your money?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, and he bragged about it afterwards, too.
That's interesting.
He still takes his money.
Still does it. But John Martin was one of the ones that inspired me. He said, hey, the PBKC is a place you can go. So I said, you know what? This Sunday, I'm going to finally take him up on that, especially because I know half of my money at least will go to him. Because John Martin is in a battle right now that we here at GKB and ESPN West Palmer continue to support. But then also on top of that, we want the community to be able to come around as well. So have some fun, play some cards, and it's for a good cause for our guy, J. Martin. It's going to be fun. PBKennelClub.com. Get your tickets. And we'll be there. And maybe you could take a little bit of Evan and Tina's money as well. We'll see. If y'all show
Tina's
up and play.
Taking a lot of my money.
I have no idea how to play poker. So I won't be playing. Yeah. I'll be there for supporting.
Yeah, okay, good, good. Yes. I'm going to jump in on there.
So you don't believe in charity? Like you won't give money because you don't play poker?
That's I'll give money. So I'm not playing poker, though.
Are you anti-charity?
No, not at all.
I took that as understanding that because you don't play poker, you're anti-giving back.
No, I you hate will J-Mart. Give back. I love J-Mart.
That doesn't seem like it.
You're making this experience for the first time not fun.
Okay. Kind of makes sense because she's not going to play poker because she doesn't want to lose her money. It's not like the house is getting the money. It's going for charity. Going
right,
for charity.
So she doesn't like charity. Yeah,
she does not want to give her money to J-Mart. What
right.
the hell?
That's how I took a CK.
I will be supporting. I just won't be playing poker.
And what are your thoughts on Tua?
There's auction items that you can participate in. There's plenty of things that
I'd
you
like
can do
to know
there.
Your thoughts on Tua being benched.
Yeah.
Good. He are needs you pro to stay, he needs to not stop playing football because of his head and concussions. I like that, actually.
Oh, so you want him to be retired, not benched.
Yeah, I like him to be retired. Yeah.
I made the point. I mean, everybody will be better off today if Tua did medically retire a year and a half ago in the middle of the concussion stuff. Everybody would be better off. The Dolphins would. Tua would. If he would have got his money as well, it wouldn't have counted against their cap. They could have moved on earlier. We could already know what we have in Mike McDaniel. Like, I made that call back then. C-Cat scoffed at it. People called in. We're mad. I made that call back then. Everybody would be better off today.
As
for
long
it.
As we're calling for a retirement, what about C-Cats?
C-Cat. Did you hear the incredible line Theo had earlier? He said we're tossing around the phrase offensive geniuses just too much. Sean McVay, offensive genius. Mike McDaniel, offensive genius. And we've got an offensive genius in the studio today, but offensive in a different way. And that was me. Isn't that a good joke?
Okay, what were you saying?
What? He liked the joke because it gave credence to his overall. He believes his role in life is to humble people.
Yeah,
that's such an interesting thing that you said though, and I'm not trying to steal everything with the Tina stuff here because obviously she's tremendous on the air. you do have an interesting point though. While you can't suggest someone else should retire, or you would have been better off for retiring, you do wonder if 15 years from now, they will all look back at that moment and say, what was the point of the next year and a half?
Yeah.
Would we all have been further along in our own lives if we did, if I did, in Tua's case, end my career at that point and say, it's not worth it?
Yeah. Well, part of my point
it's an interesting look back in hindsight moment, I guess.
Part of my point there was that Tua, family man, protect you like Marshawn Lynch say, protect your chicken, protect your brain, the thing that you can't get back. But then also on top of that, the juice just wasn't worth the squeeze. Like at that point, we knew what Tua was at his height, at his ceiling, and we knew that it wasn't something that could compete with Josh Allen and the Bills and now Drake May. So what are we even doing?
Do you think there's a team in worse shape right now in the NFL than the Miami Dolphins?
No. Because they're directionless. At least the teams at the bottom, like, look at the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, no, wait. I would much rather be the Saints.
Right.
Tyler Shuck gives me hope. Second-round pick, low number, potentially could be my quarterback for 3 or 4 years, yeah. And I'm paying him nothing. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to have a high pick in the draft, and I play in a crappy division relative to what the AFC East is. So keep going. Who else comes to mind?
The Arizona Cardinals.
They already made a decision about Kyler way before the Dolphins did. That process has already started.
Yeah.
Dolphins are late to the game on that.
Oh, okay. Tina's favorite team, the New York Jets.
You're a Jets fan?
No.
What team do you root
She
for?
Thinks the they're Steelers. Bald.
She's what are you a Steelers fan?
Since always.
The New York Jets?
Really always.
She said the Jets are bald, which we took as a diss to bald people, but she has a reasoning for the Jets being bald.
Last season, Theo and C-Cat asked me to describe the Jets in one word, and I said, like Robert Saleh's head, they are bald. They have nothing. And then they took that as that I hate bald people, but I don't. I love bald people.
If you compare the Jets to bald people and say they have nothing, that's kind of...
Why do you love bald people? Just out of curiosity.
No,
I'm not anti-bald. I'm just curious.
Name one bald person you love.
I don't... Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
You love him.
Love him.
Like,
he's
so
great.
If he walked in here, you would profess your love to him.
Oh, no.
Say, Dwayne, I love you.
Okay, I don't, like, I'm not in love with a specific bald person, but I have nothing against bald people.
But you named this.
They have made
Yeah, but you attach Jets to bald people, so you do have something against them.
No, I don't. It's Robert Saleh's head, and that was the head coach at the time.
Okay. So are the Niners bald? Because he's their defensive coordinator.
No.
They're really good.
Okay. Because the Niners are good at football. The Jets were only bald because he said they had nothing to live for.
Yeah.
Which is what did she say? She said yes. But no, so I do think that right now it feels there's no worse place in sports than purgatory, than mediocrity, than like not bad enough to you know, pick high in a draft, not bad enough to at least know what direction you're going in, but then also not good enough to be competing for anything. And that's where the Dolphins have lived for the past 4 or 5 years, really since Tua's become the starting quarterback.
I would say the last 30 to 40 years.
Well, I only started paying close attention 5 years ago when I got here.
Right, but I'm saying if you look back historically, the last time that you felt like they actually had a Super Bowl chance and they lived up to it, you know, there was a team where Ryan Gracie was the quarterback early to mid-2000s, where they're on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Junior Seau was on the team, a rest in peace, and everybody's like, okay, well, this could be the year. They have not been legitimately good Super Bowl contention or lived up to the label of that in my entire time in South Florida and really since Marino.
I'm starting to wonder if there's something to being in Miami.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Russo and Rizzo are on their way right now to the back-to-back Stanley Cup champions, the Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
They seem to be okay. The Miami Heat, arguably the best, the top three organization in all of the NBA, and have won three titles, right? And have been to the finals 7 times, if I'm not mistaken. The Marlins won in 97 and 03. They're not as relevant as the Dolphins.
Yeah.
It's not a Miami thing. It's a them thing. It's a Dolphins thing.
Well, I say that too because there is the element of the other sports that you're talking about don't have to play outdoors in the elements when times get tough, right? Like when the games matter the most and they're on the road.
Marlins
in the playoff.
Won 2 World Series.
In October?
Well, they played on the road in New York. And it was freezing. I was at game 6 in 03. It was not warm.
Yeah.
I mean, they played in Cleveland in 97.
I know. I only say that because I don't know. We don't have the sound, but Joey Porter, former linebacker for the Steelers who played with the Dolphins, talked about how living in Miami and playing for that organization softened him versus what he felt like he was when he was with the Steelers. He said it's partially due to the weather, but then also the environment around the team.
Yeah, but go ask anybody who played for the Dolphins in 05 or 06 whether they felt like they were softened when Nick Saban was the coach. Or go ask anybody with Tony Sperano, may rest in peace, his first year in 08, whether they felt softened when Parcells was running the organization. They won the division that year. That was a wild card year. They lost the Ravens in the playoffs. I think you're coming up with a lot of excuses just to simply say, this is arguably the worst organization in the NFL right now.
It's crazy.
Arguably.
You're right.
Sorry, I know it's supposed to be the happy hour. I know.
That's okay.
It's the most depressing happy hour ever. how about this? We'll pivot off of that because I don't know where to take that because there's not a defense for it. You might not be wrong, but
why did the Rams win the Super Bowl a couple years ago? Why are the Arizona Cardinals in the Super Bowl years back? Why did the Bucks win the Super Bowl with Tom Brady and with Derek Brooks and company?
It's an extra hurdle is all I'm saying.
It's next to what?
It's an extra hurdle that the Dolphins have to
clear. But I just gave you multiple warm weather climates.
Well,
you're blaming
it's
warm
what the
weather.
Players are saying. It's what the players are saying.
Well, why don't they say it in other towns?
They call them, like Jalen Ramsey leaves and immediately is calling them soft. There was the cornerback. That's what the Ravens now that talks about how poorly. So it's an environmental thing within the Dolphins organization. But then also, like, maybe it's hard to be motivated when you live in paradise.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not.
One of the most ridiculous takes you've ever had in your life.
I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to defend.
And you're blaming weather?
I'm blaming weather.
That's insane.
You know what helps with poor weather in those cold climates, though?
What's that, Theo?
EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Okay. It also helps when you're in a warm weather place in the summertime. EDS is yes.com. That is the place to go for your AC and plumbing needs. EDS is yes.com. They have the goods. They have what you need. In fact, if you don't have a good AC hookup at your home right now, might I incline you to go on edsisyes.com and check in on this new offer they have for you right now. New customers, not just new customers, but customers overall, can get 60 months interest-free for their new units in their home. Now, I got a new unit from EDS. It was beautiful. It was about a year and a half ago, and I haven't had any issues with it since. But the good thing is, once I got that new unit, I also was locked in with the EDS Gold plan, which gets you a check-in, two of them per year. Preventative care and repair. EDSisyes.com. That's the place to go. Again, 0% interest financing for 60 months to qualified customers. And the only way to know how is if you go online to EDSisyes.com. South Florida Heat can put your AC into overtime. And if you go cheap on your AC or your plumbing, you could end up having to pay more down the line. Do not try and go with the cut rate places. Make sure you go with the place that has everyday savings. EDS, everyday savings. And they have the quality to back it up as well. All right, edsisyes.com. Tap in with the good people. Real value, trust, and everyday savings. Next year will be 20 years of EDS servicing this area. 20 years, two decades. It's shorter than the Miami Dolphins playoff win drought, but it's long enough to let you know that they have sustainability in this community, and it's something that is leaned on, relied on by many, including myself. edsisyes.com. edsisyes.com. That is something that I think is going to haunt this organization as it continues to move forward. That the playoff win drought might not even look at the AFC East right now. It might extend out. So we might be looking at like a 30 to 35 year drought when it's all said and done for the Dolphins because of how directionless they are and because of how strong their actual division is. A good year for them will be third place in the AFC East.
I just realized it was 2025 turning 2026 because which is breaking news. The reason I say that is because I just said, hey, well, remember when the Dolphins won in 08? As if that was like 3 years ago. I didn't actually put that in perspective. The Wildcat year was 17 years ago.
Oh, dang.
Right?
Yeah. Ronnie Brown.
Right, Christina?
Right.
Right. Right.
That's a long time.
17. And you're saying it could be 38?
It could be. Is that what you set this whole thing up for?
No, but I realized it in the moment.
Oh, my gosh. It's time
like,
now.
Hey, what's up? Hello.
To give up as he recites more Fetty Wap here. I'd rather that than
6'7".
That's true. Yes. C-Cat did a 6'7 in our meeting here.
Ugh.
Are you proud of yourself?
You know what? We're back.
Are you proud of yourself?
You're happy you like that he did a 6'7"?
Yeah.
Ugh. It's so annoying.
It's a mocking 6'7 because Evan did it first. And when 7,
right, okay, now he's, yeah, no, yeah.
8, 9.
Okay. Oh my gosh. How about 11? Do you like 11? Is 11 a nice number?
Yes.
Today's day 11 of 12 days of Christinamas.
On the 11th day of Christinamas, the Garden Small gave to me 11 Bowling Branch bath towels, 10 Tacovas cowgirl boots, 9 Robert Graham blazers, 8 Goryana bracelets, 7 Venke chocolate bars, 6 Kendra Scott necklaces,
get ready, Evan.
5 pairs of Nikes, 4 Athleta leggings, 3 Boss suit coats, 2 Yeti coolers, and 1 Vineyard Vines festive tee.
Wow. You like my song?
I love the Garden Small.
Yes, yes.
I love the brands that you brought up there. I love the effort. And, Well, no, I don't love the effort. I love the lyrics. I didn't think you put enough into it.
She was running out of gas at this point, yeah. Evan. She recorded all 12 Days of Christmas or Christinamas songs in a row.
Yeah.
And this is day 11, so this is her in the studio for like 30 minutes.
You got to go with the flow of the song.
Yeah, but I didn't think you put enough into it.
Okay, I'll be better.
Wait, when we've been criticizing you for 11 straight days.
Yeah.
And now
you
Evan
only
says
did
it
yesterday.
Once.
You
I didn't like. I,
she's lost energy. Na, 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 na,
na, na. Like there was no. It was like 12 days.
The process. We've told her about the process. We think we should change it next year.
And Dave Druda said, "No way."
You should sing it live then.
Yeah.
You're just name dropping Druda as if everybody's supposed to know who that is. That's our operations manager here.
Well, he
does
him
a great
and I
job.
Worked. He's amazing. Him and I worked together for now 4 years on 12 Days of Christinamas.
Yes.
Sounds like it's 4 years too many for him.
Nope, we love it. It's a great bonding time for us. And we sing the song together, and he has a whole process of how he puts it together, and it's amazing.
Gardens Mall is awesome.
The Gardens Mall is awesome.
You walk around there, even the smell of the Gardens Mall, it's like you walk in, and like I just feel elegance.
Yeah.
Like I feel like when I'm going to buy something, it's going to be a great value, but I'm just walking in this elegant, wonderful mall. I once sat on Santa's lap at the Gardens Mall.
You did?
Theo's about to because he's about to lose Monday midterms, and we're going to be taking a show photo with Santa. Mm. And I was already told that I'm going to be sitting on one of Santa's legs, and then the loser of Monday midterms will be sitting on Santa's other leg, which is Theo or C-Cat. It's about to be Theo.
I got a chance. Well, tell us more about the Gardens Mall.
Well, first I want to tell you, today's quote,
the quote
of the holiday film.
Nice.
And how this works. Again, I'm going to give a quote from a famous holiday film. First person to call in 888-760-3776 and guess which movie this quote is from will win a $50 gift card to the Gardens Mall.
Oh, baby.
You can use this gift card at the Gardens Mall wherever you want. If it's
at a store, if it's at a restaurant, the food court. You can use it wherever you want, on whoever you want, yourself, significant other, friends, whatever. $50 gift cards to the Garden Mall. And the day 11 quote for Christinamas. That's it. I'm not going.
Wow.
You put a lot more effort into that than the song.
Onomatopoeia.
This is one of my favorite holiday quotes.
Not even words.
It's great. It's a great holiday film.
I've never heard this.
And again. That's it. I'm not going.
Turn up.
Don't stop.
Yeah.
No. I don't want people to get confused.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, don't confuse them. All right, one more time. The line, please. Because this isn't confusing.
That's it. I'm not going.
All right.
What quote is this holiday film from?
888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Hit us up on the Baptist Health Hotline. Let us know which holiday film that line is from. We've got Dominic in West Palm. Dominic, welcome to Theoretically Speaking, good people.
Hello. Is that How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
That is from How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
I don't know how Dominic was able to do. Dominic, congratulations on that. Was it the oohs, the ahs, or the last part of that line that got it for you?
I'm a Jets fan. I know all things Grinch.
I was about to say, is he bald? You think he's...
No, stop.
He said Jets fan.
I know.
I'm sorry. Dominic, congratulations on your $50 gift card to the Gardens Mall. Sorry for all the things that Tina has said about your Jets. Maybe you can get yourself a Jets jersey at the Gardens Mall. That is a big win there. And the Jets fans need a win right now on a day like today. Congratulations. I was not going to pick the Grinch.
You weren't going to get that one
today? I should have picked it because you said that you love this movie and I was trying to narrow it down, but...
I was going to pick Mean Girls and then debate that it's not a holiday movie at all.
Why would you pick Mean Girls?
Yeah, it's not a holiday movie.
I know, but for some reason it sounded a little Mean Girls-ish.
Well, it's the Grinch, so you were on the right track.
Yeah, I'm more of a Mean Girls guy.
Mean Girls guy?
Yeah.
Well, how did... Yeah, I guess so.
Regina George said it?
She could have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like the guy in... I like the Kevin guy, Kevin G. That's my Mean Girls guy.
No one talks about the guys in Mean Girls.
Like, everybody has a favorite character in movies.
Wow, yeah. She just got angry with
me. What the heck is that about? Kevin G.
What do you think, he's sexist?
No, yeah. But like,
if
you
bring up
about
guys in Mean Girls, is that sexist? Good question.
888.
Is Theo sexist?
No, Kevin G had a fun song in there. I don't remember I don't remember the names of everybody else. He said his name.
Wait, is he actually a character
yes.
in Mean Girls? I only remember the girls.
He was in a talent show. You don't remember the talent show either. Did you even watch
Mean
Girls?
I remember the talent show because they all dress up in the Santa outfits. It's a big deal, and Gina George's mom is in the crowd.
Jingle bell. That's why I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
But Amy Poehler remembers Kevin. The they remember the Mean Girls.
Maybe wow. I'm thinking of a
I have
movie.
Never seen her get that angry.
Yeah, it's got a little bit.
She got mad at you just now.
A little jolt to her there. It's supposed to be the happy hour.
It is the happy hour.
Bring me around. I'll make everyone miserable.
I was about to say, I think this is the presence of Evan Cohen has changed people here, man. It's changed people. But one thing that has changed us all for the better, especially here in South Florida, is our favorite place to go to enjoy a meal with friends. And that's Duffy's Sports Grill. That'll liven things up around here. That'll make the happy hour happy again.
Yes.
You know what time happy hour is at Duffy's?
All day, every day.
Two for one drinks. What?
All day, every day. Don't know what else to say. I've been... Well, I can't say the rest.
He's doing quotes again.
Into the mic.
Don't tell me what to do.
Wow. The producer has spoken. And Duffy's has spoken as well for you, in favor of you this football season. We still got a lot of weeks left. This weekend, we got some big games in college football and in the pros. And there's a full roster of new football features like the barbecue pulled pork nachos, hand-cut tortilla chips, slow-cooked pork shoulder. I love how it's topped with the jalapenos and the crispy onions. It's a great delicacy to have. You can also get the Duffy's Double Smash Burger. And when you get the Smash Burger, make sure you get the different touchdown tots on the side. Buffalo chicken touchdown tots or the OG cheeseburger tots. Duffy's has wings tossed in 17 or more different flavors. And of course, the award-winning burgers. 2-for-1 drinks all day, every day. Get your game day buckets when you pull up to a Duffy's and 80 or more television screens in every single location. So when you look around, when you gaze upwards from your food, from your drinks, you know you can watch any of the action you love, any sport, any 80 or more televisions means you can ask your server, to please assist me. Can I get this game on this TV? Can I get this game on this TV? It doesn't matter the time of the day. You can make things happen your way at a Duffy Sports Grill because nobody does football season like Duffy's. Visit your local Duffy Sports Grill, DuffysMVP.com, to get your rewards started today. At Duffy's, our game is always on. Wow. Yeah, Evan, he's been really distracted with the people outside. A lot of waving, a lot of...
They wave to me. What do you want me to do?
We don't wave back.
Well, I didn't...
It's news to me.
I didn't hear that rule.
Yeah.
Who's we?
We always wave back.
Theo waves back.
Yeah, I do. I'm the only...
Yeah, I don't wave back, actually.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to get distracted.
Too big time over
there. Yeah, I was about to say, like, you know, she's not a woman of the people these days, man. You know, I guess you start giving out $50 gift cards to the Gardens Mall left and right, and you start feeling, you know, big in the britches.
No.
Congratulations. We have one more today. Are you going to do it live tomorrow?
Can we play it and do it live?
How is...
You subject to people that twice?
Yes.
Are we almost done?
We'll decide in a break. That's C-Cat. That was Evan Cohen from for an extended time. That is Tina. I'm Theo Dorsey. We are, theoretically speaking, going to ESPN 106.3. Get down.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Ahoy, mateys. Did I sound like a pirate?
No.
Sound like Chips Ahoy.
Ahoy, mateys.
That's better.
Ahoy, mateys.
Captain Blackbeard.
Yeah, thank you. The South Florida Flair wants to invite guests of all ages to pull up to an exciting adventure. That is the 2016 Party with the Pirates. And maybe I don't have the best pirate accent, but I am a pirate. Did y'all know that?
What? Like you're on Scream East and stuff?
No. I'm a pirate.
Okay.
Hampton Pirate.
Oh.
Yeah.
I always think of Howard when I think of HBCU. No,
shut the hell up.
H and that's similar color.
Yeah. Unleash your inner pirate with activities of many varieties. You got entertainment, you got fair food, you got attractions, you got it all. The Legends of the High Seas welcome you from one pirate to another, including the Legends of the Frozen Cove Ice Skating Show. You got the pig races, we might throw Sea Cat in that. We got Agra Kadabra. Visit the South Florida Fair. Go to southfloridafair.com or go to your nearest Publix to get your tickets. And for more information on the event schedules, just go online to southfloridafair.com. We got Bike Night, South Florida Fair Parade Times, and of course, the Classic Rock Tribute Band Competition. The South Florida Fair right around the corner for 2026. Get your tickets today. SouthFloridaFair.com. Would you do the pig races? We did that act before like 4 years ago, but people will forget. People forget that it happened.
I will do the pig races, okay. Yeah.
Would you do it on all fours?
I'll do anything for the content, my friend.
I had a feeling of that.
No one thing about me.
Would you sit on Santa's lap instead of me?
No, because it'd be better content seeing your uncomfortable self on there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. But I am a fan of Cocktail of the Day. I actually went to I did a cocktail making class with my wife.
Those are fun.
Yeah.
How many drinks were consumed there per person, or was it just one?
We created two cocktails. We consumed three. So there was a welcome drink, and then we created two different cocktails.
I've only done one of those, and it was at the Bacardi factory in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
People were tipsy afterwards. Everyone was like best friends, just falling over each other. Drinks were being spilled. Fun. It's a good time.
That's why I like wineries as well. You can, you know, you start strangers and you end, you know, like all of like one big group sipping on some wine.
We've mentioned the Gardens Mall already. Cooper's Hawk there, wine tasting, amazing. You start off with a wine tasting, then you have a dinner reservation, get a bottle at the table. It's amazing. But everyone there... If you do the wine tasting, like you're always like mingling with like the people beside you.
Yeah. And we should do a team cocktail making class.
I'd love that.
Together here at ESPN West Palm.
Love that.
We should set that up. Not this year. It's holiday season. We should do that on the back end. But what's our cocktail of the day here in the happy hour, Tina?
We've got the White Christmas Mojito.
When's the last time you had a White Christmas?
Here? Never. But
ever?
What are you saying?
Never. Oh. I had one. I've only had one. Yeah. Talking about like a Christmas where it snows. You thought I was
kind of confused.
You were just
asking personally.
Yeah, you. Like, when's the last time you've been somewhere where it snows? Because I might this year, because I might be with the in-laws.
Probably the year before I came to Florida.
Me, never.
Never. Never had a White Christmas.
Always been here in Florida.
Wow.
Yep.
All right, White Christmas cocktail, what we got?
White Christmas Mojito. You've got lime juice, fresh mint leaves, sugar, white rum, coconut rum, canned coconut milk, and sparkling water. Interesting.
I don't like it.
It looks
too much
pretty.
Coconut.
I know you're not a big coconut.
Not a big
fan.
Coconut guy.
Same. I'm Can't not a big it. Coconut fan either. But I'm sticking with the holiday cocktail.
I like it. No, I like the theme of it all. CK, would you have that?
I would, and I would definitely enjoy it at the Bear Trap.
Well, you know what? The Bear Trap is one of the places you can enjoy it at. Mm. You think we can get somebody at the Cognizant Classic to? Do we have a line, a phone line, to anybody at the Cognizant Classic?
Yes.
Todd Fleming.
Maybe we could help. We could come up with some themed golf cocktails.
Come on.
Or the Bear Trap.
Talk to me. Talk to me. The PGA Tour is back in Palm Beach County. The Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beach is back at PGA National Resort and Spa February 25th through March the 1st. It's right around the corner. The best pros of the PGA Tour taking on the Bear Trap right in front of your faces. I mean, it's one of the toughest stretches in golf, and you can watch it up close and personal, all while enjoying the elevated fan activities in and around the Cognizant Classic. Tickets for the 2026 tournament are on sale right now. If you want that upgraded experience, if you want to be able to enjoy premium hospitality areas like the Shoreline Suites and the 1909 Terrace, check it out right now, thecognizantclassic.com. We're going to have a ball there. We're going to have the show there.
Yes.
Probably most days at the Cognizant Classic, we're going to have the show there. And I'm hoping that we can line it up at the Bear Trap, overlooking the iconic 17th hole. That includes beer, wine, and soft drinks if you're at the Bear Trap. So, again, tickets are on sale right now, thecognizantclassic.com. That's thecognizantclassic.com. Can't wait. Can't wait. Todd's pulling up tomorrow. Gonna ask him about a white Christmas mojito. A white Christmas mojito.
See, a champion was crowned last night?
Yeah, man. That was interesting. I really thought the Spurs would take that, but the New York Knicks...
It's going to be on
Cup champs.
It's going to be on the safe found get around, but I kind of liked how much they loved it.
No, the buy-in on the NBA Cup, the in-season tournament, for those who don't know, is it's way beyond what I would have assumed. There's money tied to it, sure, but I think the competitive level, like, people underestimate how competitive professional athletes are, and when you put them in tournaments, I don't care if it's not the real deal NBA playoffs, when you put them in tournaments to compete against each other, they're going to turn it up a notch.
I think that it's a fake it till you make it situation. You have to pretend that you care enough to where eventually everyone else is pretending, to then that becomes genuine and you really want to win this in-season tournament.
It started with LeBron and the Lakers, and that's going to be part of his legacy, is that he made the in-season tournament matter because he celebrated it like a championship when the Lakers won the inaugural one. So again, you have to, you know, if we're going to credit LeBron for derailing the slam dunk contest because he's the first superstar that decided not to take his talents to it, we have to credit him for making it cool to win the NBA Cup. And Jalen Brunson, and like you saw, Carl Anthony Towns was up on the dais talking about, well, how cool is it to have champions on your shirt and to be wearing a championship cap. And we would have, if the Knicks were the first ones to win the in-season tournament.
Clowned forever.
Exactly.
But then we get LeBron, the Patrick Beverly treatment in the play-in game.
But LeBron did it first, and that made it okay for Cat to do that and not be discredited for anything. Bron, he spends a lot of money to keep his body right. Spends a lot of money on the body every year, keeping himself healthy, keeping himself nutritious.
Because he wants to play golf after he's done in the NBA.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to just retire on the couch and put your potato chips or get second servings of grilled chicken at TGL. Someone else I know.
Oh, wow. Was that an Evan Cohen shot?
That's, you're jumping.
Double down?
You are absolutely reaching on that one, Theo.
Oh, you think I'm, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologize.
You're hearing what you want to hear.
Vitacost is a good place. If you are overeating or getting seconds, Vitacost is a good place to get healthy options into your body.
Yes, if it's from protein powder, creatine, pre-workout, some electrolytes, Vitacost has everything all in one place in their sport-certified marketplace. Again, I love the fact that there are reviews that you can look at different products if you want to try something. There's so many different products and brands that you can try. You don't have to just go to one site and have that same brand. Vitacost Sport Certified Marketplace. It helped me with my nutrition throughout training for a race and just being at the gym and going so often. It has been a lifesaver for me. Go to Vitacost Sport Certified Marketplace at Vitacost.com and use the code ESPN20. ESPN20 when you check out for 20% off your order. Vitacost.com.
That's the place to do it. Those are the people to do it with. Speaking of getting healthy, Patrick Mahomes already on the road to recovery post-surgery for the ACL. Sources say plans are for him to be back by week one. Hate to say I told you so, C-Cat. More Theoretically Speaking in a happy hour on the other side. That is C-Cat. That's Tina. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Normal questions you ask people at work. Are those sockless? What was that?
Evan was wearing shoes that I've never seen before. Maybe they're out of my tax bracket. But, and there was no socks showing, and I didn't know if that was comfortable or not. So I asked.
You've been big on the whole no show in the sock arena because you've been thinking about elevating your sock game.
Do you like no shows?
He doesn't.
Theo is just combining four different conversations. I had to wear dress shoes at the Groses last week.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't own no shows, and the pants kind of promote to have shoes that show ankle.
Right.
So I just didn't have those, so I couldn't do it. So I just went full long socks to eliminate any hassle.
Right, but you are on this thing of socks. Like, you're very intrigued by the world of socks right now, and you're trying to elevate your sock game. So I thought that's maybe why you were inquiring about Evan's socks.
No, I'm just observant and inquisitive, and I want to gain knowledge every step of the way.
Wow. Always learning. Always learning, always growing, but never aching. But if C-Cat was aching, if he had joint pain, aches in his body, if he had a little soreness in the shoulders, he can go to Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. He can learn how he can be welcomed into being treated like a pro. Stepping right into pro-level orthopedic care at Baptist Health, from the weekend warriors like C-Cat, who's always hitting the tees, to the seasoned pros, our all-pro team delivers the advanced care you deserve. Get back to doing what you love most and learn more at baptisthealth.net/ortho. They are the people to go with. They want to welcome you to pro-level orthopedic care. And they are the place to go if you have any of those issues. Do not live with them. Grow out of it. Be stronger with Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Let's take a trip.
The SafeBound Get Around is brought to you by SafeBound Moving and Storage, South Florida's most trusted moving company. You're safe with SafeBound.
SafeBound Get Around. This is the vehicle we use to get from city to city, place to place, topic to topic across the globe. Sports, life, entertainment, socks. You never know what you're going to get.
Next stop,
New York, New York. We're going to Madison Square Garden. The Knicks beat the Spurs in the NBA Emirates Cup Final, the midseason tournament, second year they're doing this in the NBA. 124-113 was the final score last night on Amazon Prime. And we just got word that the Knicks will not hang a banner for this midseason tournament victory for the Knickerbockers. Good move, bad move, Theo.
Good move. You'll be ridiculed for it. It's weird because I think we got to find some middle ground between hanging a banner and a celebration that is like monumentous but not too big. Maybe it's just accepting the trophy and being happy about it. Like, maybe they did enough already. You can't do rings. Maybe they should do bracelets.
Okay.
Maybe they should do bracelets like Pandora bracelets and you get a charm on it every time you win the NBA Cup.
Yeah. I'd sign up for that. How about you, Tina?
That'd be pretty cool.
Sign up for the bracelet? Or what do I think of the banner?
Should they hang a banner for winning the midseason tournament?
No, not at all.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that. What is there any organization in NBA that would be excusable if they did that?
I would laugh at you.
The Colts hung a banner for AFC championship finalists before. For being in the AFC championship game, God, they hung a banner.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah?
I don't like that.
I don't know. I feel like getting to the Final Four matters, man.
It matters, but you can't hang a banner for losing in the Final Four.
Quite literally, in college basketball, you make the Final Four, hang a banner.
That's different. It actually has a nickname.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. A conference champion runner-up? Doesn't make sense.
Okay.
I can't do it.
Next stop.
Theo, you told us before the break we're having an update from Kansas City, Missouri,
yeah,
where you said Patrick Mahomes might return to start week one. That's the plan right now for the Chiefs, the quarterback situation?
That's the plan.
Well, for their tight end situation, Travis Kelce might be even in denial. He said, quote, for the season to be going like it did up to that point, we're on our last quest to try to keep our playoffs hopes alive in the fourth quarter. Freakish play to see 15 go down like that. Man, It was almost like it wasn't real. Travis Kelce says, Theo, if Mahomes is going to be playing in 2026, as the reports are, do you anticipate Travis Kelce to run it back one more time? Or is this the final season of his career?
I've thought this was the final season of his career before it even started. Once you start contemplating retirement the way in which he has, and also elevating life events like getting married, I think those things are going to start making him thinking about his future after football. And he's done a lot in his career. He's still going to end as one of the greatest tight ends of all time. It's probably time to hang it up. His stats look good if you look at this season, but he lost games. He lost games for the Chiefs more than he won games for them this year. I think it's time. Maybe he comes back like Gronk did midseason or something.
Yeah, midseason like playoff push. Do you think Travis Kelce has enough brain capacity to remain a celebrity couple member and a member of the Chiefs, Tina?
I think so, but a wedding does take a lot of your time.
A lot of planning.
And it is an exciting time in your life. But I don't think that's distracting him from football.
I don't think it's distracting him from football. I just think that, like, it's time. It's time to be a family man.
I think it's deprioritizing football, which when you're aging like him, I think you need to go more all in because your body can't make up for the difference.
Yeah. He's lost a step or two his hands.
Well, he might have lost a step. The Miami Heat are missing some cap space because Terry Rozier is still getting paid by the Miami Heat. And Commissioner Adam Silver of the NBA has an update for us or those that are in South Beach or rooting for the team at Kaseya Center. Apparently, the NBA and Adam Silver are considering the Terry Rozier situation an ongoing investigation, an unprecedented situation, and they are going to look into giving satisfactory relief for Miami having to pay Rozier's contract, taking up his cap space. Good move?
Yeah, this is a good move. It shouldn't take this long. It should already be done. Rozier's, what he's accused of doing, didn't even happen in a Heat uniform. And also, there's a lot of reports and a lot of confirmations around the league and through sources that the NBA knew before the Heat traded for Rozier from Charlotte that he was being investigated for potentially point shaving. So the NBA has some blood on its hands in the situation as well, so Adam Silver should give the Heat cap relief. But we'll see. I'll leave it at that. A lot of people are nervous to talk about this topic. I'm not. All You Can Heat, presented by Robinhood. You can find out more on this topic on the ESPN South Florida YouTube page with your boy. Go in love, go in peace, go in joy.